Chapter 6, The Abrahamic Covenant. The Abrahamic Covenant was the reason for Israel's being. There would have been no nation had God not given them the covenant. You remember that Isaac was born after Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was past 90 years of age. Isaac, father of the Israelitish nation, was a miracle child. That nation went down into Egypt. After Isaac's grandchildren had grown to manhood, they were delivered out of Egypt 400 years later after having served in bondage for over 300 years. No nation had ever been delivered like that. It was the rarest, most unique national experience in history. They were delivered because they were God's blood covenant people. In Exodus 2, when God heard the groanings of Israel in Egypt, he said that he remembered his covenant that he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God sent Moses down into Egypt to deliver Abraham's blood covenant descendants. God couldn't break the covenant. He could not forget it nor ignore it. He is the covenant-keeping God. Back behind Israel was this solemn covenant that God had sealed on his side by putting himself in utter absolute bondage to that covenant. God and Israel were bound together. As long as Israel kept the covenant, there were no sick people among the Israelites. When he said, "I am Jehovah that healeth thee," that settled it. Jehovah was their physician. He was not only their physician, but he was their succor. He was their protector. There was never a barren wife, no babies ever died, no young men and women ever died, unless they broke the covenant. As long as they kept the covenant, there were not allied armies enough in the world to conquer one little village. In battle, no soldiers were slain. They were blood covenant men. Moses led them out of Egypt into a barren desert, comparable to our own Mojave Desert. And on the ground of the covenant, God supplied them with water for themselves and their cattle and manna for the people. When they came out of Egypt, it was through signs and wonders that staggered the whole world at the time, and have been the wonder and amazement of the world ever since. God preserved them as a nation because they were his covenant people. When they sinned and broke the covenant, they were carried away into captivity and into Babylon. They had sinned against the covenant. They had brought judgment upon themselves. But in the face of that, God remembered the covenant he had made with Abraham years before they were given a revelation of God. We call it the Old Covenant. We call it the Law of the Prophets and the Psalms. Israel was given the revelation of God and this Law of God because they were God's blood covenant people. Then later, God gave them Jesus because they were the blood covenant people. Jesus became the founder of the New Covenant. We have that New Covenant because they had the Abrahamic Covenant. We enter into the strange blessings that they entered into, and richer, because of the New Covenant of which Jesus is the surety.